Well, howdy ho, ladies and gentlemen. The Grandland 100 podcast is back, new and improved, with a new microphone that I am pretty proud of. It's an omnidirectional microphone made by Blue Yeti. You can pick them up at Radio Shack for about, I got this one for $40, but usually about $60. So, if they're doing a sale at your local Radio Shack, go pick this up because it's an awesome microphone and it's just got a Facebook notification, but it's doing really great. I've been doing some tests with it, and I love it so far. Anyway, today on the podcast, we have a guest, but he's not a guest. He is, he's going to be doing a review with me. He, is religious. He's going to be doing, I'm sorry, I'm getting notifications. He's going to be doing a review of God's Not Dead with me. So yes, we should jump right into that in a moment. And we will. But first, I need to tell you, I'm really sorry, I'm typing. Give me 1 second. But first, what we'll be doing is we'll be doing, as always, where we look upon the channel and see what's been going on there recently. I've been on kind of like a hiatus for a while, but like it's over. The last successful, like super successful video I did with me was with myself was the Son of God trailer reaction, and that's up to 1,000 views in barely a month. So thank you for that, and I'm proud of that video. I look back on videos like at least a month old and then I'm like, that sucks. This one, I look back on it and I'm like, it's still okay, but it's not as good as I could be. And then most recently we have the YoungTubers audition, which I would really appreciate if you tweeted that to @twirlyenough, TwirlyEnough, and @horridlyunfunny on Twitter, because they're the ones running it, and I really want to be at this panel at VidCon, and I'm sure you guys would love to see me at that panel at VidCon, too. So, that was a mouthful. Without further ado, we're going to get into this podcast, a review of God's Not Dead.
Apparently there's been a change. Give it up for Faith Plus One.
You know, Jesus, I've been thinking a lot about you lately. Well, that's why I wrote this song. I love you, Jesus. I want you to walk with me. I take good care of your baby. Call you my baby, baby. You died for my sins, and you know that I would die for you, right? What's the matter, baby? You're trembling, Jesus, baby. Baby, baby, you died for my sins, and you know that I would die for you, right? What's the matter, baby? You're trembling, Jesus, baby.
Discussing a movie that it's not because I'm not religious. The reason I didn't like it, I just didn't like it as a movie, but we'll talk about that later. We're gonna be talking about God's Not Dead. It's a 2014 movie. Jonah, do you want to start? just like give the main reason why you like it, and just say why you like it, and we'll get into more details later.
It's not just because it's a religious movie. It kind of displays ways that people are in daily life.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a good movie.
Well, I mean, the girlfriend of the main character, Josh, his girlfriend, her, what'd you think about her acting?
Oh, really?
Her acting. Oh my God.
We're about to make a movie of her acting.
What? I can't hear you.
Dear God.
Well, get a steady internet connection, buddy.
Grant, listen.
I'm listening.
I'm on my cell phone. I can't have a steady internet connection.
Okay. What do you think about the girlfriend's acting? The main character.
Are we about to base a movie off of one character's acting?
Of course not. I'm just talking about this one character. Not the whole movie doesn't rely on her acting, but her acting was... What do you think about it? Just tell me.
It's really bad.
Thank you! Oh my God, she was like, no, Josh, you cannot do this. This is bad. No, please don't do this. It's over. Oh my gosh, it is over. She was like, she didn't put any emotion in anything, and she was just kind of deadpan, but at least we agree on that. The thing is that when most people review this movie is they focus on the debate rather than how it was as a movie. And as a movie, it wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen, but it was just kind of below par. There was music playing for the first 20 minutes of the movie. The music didn't stop playing until he went to the church in the beginning. Music was playing up through all that point. Yeah, it was different pieces of music, but music was playing up to all that point. And
are you serious?
Yeah, I swear to God.
I didn't even notice it.
I didn't notice it for a while. I was kind of trying to listen to the people, but then when he started walking into the church, I was like, has music been playing this whole time? And I remember I couldn't think of any time when it stopped. So Josh Wheaton, his name, you've seen The Avengers, right?
No.
You haven't?
Well, yeah, I have.
Do you know who directed The Avengers?
No.
Okay, well, there's this very popular director who directed The Avengers. He also directed a lot of other things that I like. His name is... Hold on, excuse me. His name is Joss Whedon. And I found that funny because, I think that they intentionally named this guy Josh Wheaton because this is... This can come off as an insult, but I'm not trying it to. Because the movie was kind of boring in spots, so they probably thought it was going to be boring, so they named him Josh Wheaton. So somebody would be like... they say Joss Whedon. He's in this movie. Oh, boy. Jonah. Okay. Jonah, you're not working. You're not working when they work when they faggot.
Hey. That's not polite.
Okay. So. Okay, a lot of subplots in this movie. You had the one with the old lady who had Alzheimer's, and you had the girl
That kind of confused me how there was so many different people's lives.
Yeah, there were so many subplots, and there didn't need to be. There was, okay, so there
it's
was...
It's still a good movie, but some parts of it confused me, how the characters connected with each other.
Yeah, there were way too many subplots. You had the girl, the old lady who had dementia, or Alzheimer's, and then you had the girl who had cancer, and then you had the car that was possessed by Jesus, and then you had the Muslim girl who like Jesus. And then you had the pastor.
The girl that was dating the professor.
Yeah. And then their subplot about him being an asshole to her. Wow, there were too many subplots. And what was up with that Jamaican guy?
Oh, he was a missionary.
I know he was a missionary, but, like, what was his deal? How did he tie into anything?
They were going on the trip, remember?
Yeah, I know. No, I know what they were doing, but how did... Like, we could have taken him out of the movie, and we wouldn't have lost anything. You understand? Like, it would have been the same movie. So, like, there were parts where, like, the subplots intertwined with other subplots, because the subplot with the pastor intertwined with the subplot about the professor's girlfriend, and then the subplot with the girl with cancer intertwined with the girl with dementia. So, like, the subplots interweave to each other, but they never
The son.
What? Huh? Okay.
The son.
Oh. The son.
Yeah, you remember the girl that was dating the professor?
Yeah.
Her brother.
She had a brother?
Really? The guy that was dating the girl with cancer.
Oh, yeah. I remember. I remember now. So the subplots all intertwined with each other, but they never intertwined with the real story, the main story, which was the debate between Josh and the professor. So, what did the subplots really contribute to the movie? The whole movie could have been about the debate, which it needed to be, because...
But it did make it a bit more interesting.
It added some elements, but the movie needed to be about the debate, because I legitimately tried to listen to what they were saying and let them explain their points before I was just like, this is stupid. But I feel that they weren't given enough time to say their whole case.
Yeah, like Josh only had like 20 minutes of each class.
Yeah, and in a movie time, that's 20 minutes is like 5 in movie time.
Yeah.
So I don't think he had enough time. And
throughout the movie, there was, like, maybe altogether, maybe 18 or 20 minutes of the
actual, debate. Yeah. And the resolution, okay, we should save spoilers to the end, okay. I don't know why anyone would come here to not hear spoilers, but we'll just save them to the end. I felt that, listen, if you're a professor, you cannot walk into a classroom and declare that everybody be the same religion as you, because that goes against their First Amendment right to freedom of religion.
Yeah.
He would get fired, which is one of the main problems I have with this, is because this movie, it portrays atheists as like evil baby worshippers, I mean baby sacrificers, Satan worshippers. Not literally, but I feel like it's trying to make everybody hate atheists, which is, we're just normal people. We're not, like, monsters. Any input? Huh?
I just said yeah.
Okay. Let me think. Thinking more.
Okay, I have one question.
Yeah.
What exactly is the difference between an atheist and someone who is agnostic?
He did explain it, but he went over it really fast, the professor. Agnosticism is to not know if there's a God or not, and you're just like, no, I'm not. You don't doubt it and you don't believe it. It's basically just being silent. It's basically not saying anything and just being like, don't know.
Neutral.
Yeah, neutral. Like, you're neither for one side or the other. A misconception about atheism is that atheists know that there is no God, but that's not true, because nobody can disprove God, nobody can prove God. So it's either you have faith or you don't. Atheism is think of it like a number line, and the positive side is God, and the negative side is no God. Atheists, they don't know. They're like agnostics. They don't know. But if they had to pick a side, if they had to pick one, they'd be picking no.
God.
Yeah. They wouldn't remain neutral. If they had to pick a side, they'd pick that one. Which is basically the same with Christians, because Christians don't know that there's a God, but if they had to pick a side, they'd pick with yes.
But, see, most Christians are always talking about how it's not right to be rude to somebody.
And then they go and condemn people to hell because of the way they think.
And they go and mad people because they say... because
they're different.
Real or something.
Or they're gay.
You're supposed to talk to them and try to convince them that God is real.
Yeah, I went into this movie because, like, I've been wanting to get back into religion. I just need some kind of push, but I haven't been getting that, and I wanted to. But this movie didn't do it for me. And, I have a friend, and she recommended the movie to me. She said that it proved the existence of God, and I was like, wow, this must be some really heavy shit. And I don't think it did, but... like, can you...
to be completely honest, I don't think it really proved anything. It was just showing how the kid fought for what he thought was right.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it did prove anything, you kind of got to be, like, faithful in your religion to see it.
Yeah. I mean, but... not necessarily. I see where you're coming from, but there was a guy in the movie who was atheist before, and he turned Christian throughout the movie.
Yeah.
We're gonna go ahead and go into spoiler territory right now, and I guess.
Wait, hang on.
Huh?
This is spoiler territory.
Yeah. If you haven't seen God's Not Dead, or you really just don't care, then you can. No, he doesn't. Anyway, so if you haven't seen God's Not Dead, you should leave. But if you don't care or you've already seen it, then stay. Anyway, and by the way, come back when you have seen it. So the resolution to the debate was, I think the professor is kind of stupid because he walked into that one, but... like, he said, do you hate God? And he was like, yep, hate him because he made my mama die. So.
Yeah, and then the kid was like, how do you hate someone that if he doesn't exist?
I was literally saying that out loud in the movie, like, right before he said it. I was like, you're so stupid, you can't. But, you know how when he handed out the papers and told him to say God's dead? And he said, not literally, because God was never alive. This is just a metaphor, as in the idea of God is dead. We don't need him anymore. The idea. Maybe... I feel like Josh kind of twisted his words and made him look like a fool. Because maybe he meant he hates the idea of God. Because it gives people false hope. And I don't think he meant it literally, but he still did walk into that one. But... Even with that, why did everybody side with Josh after that? Because his mission was to prove that God existed, and he never did that. He just twisted the professor's words around once. Every other argument he made was pricked by the professor. So why did everybody side with him?
Well, you see, there's also a very large advantage that the professor has.
True. Because he's a professor?
And the other person, like, first year college.
Yeah.
Or was that in college? Was that, like, high school?
It was college.
Okay.
I don't see why they sided with him, though.
Yeah, that was kind of strange how they didn't... nobody said, like, a single word except for questions up until the end. And everybody stood up and they were like, God is not dead.
I know. It's kind of strange that he didn't prove anything, but yet he won. And there was also a part in the movie where he said that the Big Bang Theory was evidence for God, which I have my own explanation.
He didn't say it was evidence. He said it would be what your mind would expect from, like, when in Genesis God said, let there be light.
Mm-hmm. I misspoke. But I have my own kind of theory for how the Big Bang happened, and I'm going to elaborate on that right now. You know how a negative times a negative equals a positive?
Yeah.
Like, negative 2 times negative 2 equals negative, I mean, equals 4? We know that wherever there is not matter, there is antimatter. There is no free space in the world. It's either matter or antimatter. We know that. And we know that the universe is ever expanding. So, as we speak, the universe is getting larger and larger. We know that. That is a fact. So, if we if we reverse the clock, at a point, which we believe at the rate of expansion would be a few million years or a few billion years, it would eventually come down to one little particle, and that particle would expand rapidly to be our universe. So that's the Big Bang Theory in a nutshell. But people are like, who created that particle? That's what Christians say. But if think of it as a number line. There's the positive side, which is where the universe is expanding. Then there's the zero, which is the point of origin, which is the Big Bang. And then there's the negatives. And those negatives are, since there's no free space, then it's antimatter. And antimatter isn't made out of matter, so it couldn't be created. It's the opposite of matter, so it's produced by not having matter. It's kind of hard to understand, but so that matter, that antimatter, times in the multiplication sign would be the Big Bang, the reaction. Antimatter times antimatter would equal matter, and that would what caused the Big Bang. That's what I think. But I don't think... I don't fully believe in the Big Bang Theory, but it's the most logical thing for me if I had to choose something for how the world was created. Because it has something behind it. As opposed to religion, where you have to have faith, and I just can't get behind something that doesn't have evidence.
See... I don't even remember what I was about to say.
I just fell into my own trap because I said that every time somebody tries to review this movie, then it turns into a debate, which I don't want to happen. Okay, so...
The movie would be different if the professor was Buddhist or some other religion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They
kind of made it specifically where he was a Christian, but he was an atheist, so they could have the debate.
Mm-hmm. I actually felt that the professor, a lot of the times, was actually bringing up better points than the Christian guy was, which is kind of biased for me. But,
he pointed out the thing with
Stephen Hawking. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I kind of sympathize with him because, I don't think anybody could really argue with his backstory. I don't think anybody could hate him for being an atheist after what happened to him. And he is right, though, because he said there's a line in the movie about the most devoted atheists are ones that used to be Christians, and they took the blinders off and realized. But I think that's kind of accurate, and I identify with that. Even, like, I don't want to be a mascot for atheism, but at my school, that's what I've become.
Well, you see, I almost freaking called you. The problem is that you have you ever read the Bible?
Yes, I've read it about 3 times.
So, you know in Genesis, where God put the tree there,
mm-hmm.
and Eve ate the apple and Adam ate the apple, or the fruit?
Yeah.
God put that tree there because he wanted us to have the choice whether we are Christians or not. He didn't want to make the world like everybody has to be Christians. He wanted us to have the choice.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's what I was saying where you said, where he pointed out that stuff about the most...
devoted atheist.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, the atheist part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He gave us a choice. That's the reason why...
But I think that it's not fair to condemn somebody to hell because they don't believe in you, even when you've not given them any substantial evidence for you. It's like if...
That's mostly people who think that they know what they're talking about, or they're thinking that God is telling them to, like, condemn someone to hell or something like that, but they're not. They don't really what they're talking about.
I'm not talking about Christians. I'm talking about God, because if I was a God, I would let people know that I exist. I would be active.
That reverses back around on the choice.
I know it's a choice, but should not the punishment be that you're going to hell if you don't believe in something that you haven't been given evidence for? If I go up to you and I tell you to worship the banana monster, or else you're gonna burn in hell forever, that doesn't seem fair, do you? Because I haven't given you anything that justifies your belief in the banana monster.
Well, I guess not.
I just don't think, God, if you're listening to this audio podcast,
but you should probably
have, like, a fair system, because that's kind of not fair.
He's good, but he's also sovereign.
He's what?
He forgives everybody. He won't. I don't really know how to explain it, but... But if you don't do what he wants you to do, then he's not going to be a good God.
Yeah. But how do you know what he wants you to do?
He's calling for everybody.
He's what? I couldn't hear you.
He has a calling for everybody.
How do you know what that calling is?
Well, exactly. You have to have faith. And you have to open up your mind to let him tell you what it is.
So...
A lot of people don't get it until they're a bit older.
Wait, are you saying that people who don't believe in God and don't have faith and don't let God show them what their calling is, that they can't be successful?
No. I never said anything about success.
Well, you...
Successful in what?
Their calling.
If they're calling, they won't know their calling. If they don't have to listen to God, or they even know their calling.
I mean, I used to be religious, and I used to pray a lot. And I never really was spoken back to, even when I had the most heavy faith.
Okay, I'm sorry, could you say that one more time?
I used to be religious, and I had a lot of faith, and I prayed a lot, and I was never spoken back to, and I never got an answer for any of my prayers. So...
Oh, has an answer for everything. His answer could be yes, it could be no. it could be like he has an answer for anything that you need. And the reason the professor in that movie got so freaked out about his mom dying or whatever, God has a time for everybody to die after what he wants them to do on this earth is done.
Okay.
When they do what he wants them to do on this earth, they die.
We had a kid at our school die recently.
Yes.
Do you really think that he accomplished all of his life in 12 years?
No, but apparently he did something that God wanted him to do.
I see your point, but I don't think it would. Even if he still did what God let him do, would not God just let him have a full life? Because he did what he wanted him to do, shouldn't he have some kind of reward besides heaven?
What other reward is greater than eternal life?
Afterlife, yeah, but I'd figure if I did a favor for God, he would let me go into heaven, but I'd want to be able to say goodbye to my family, even if he's going to take me.
Well, the thing is, yeah, you're putting too much thought into it.
But why shouldn't you put thought into it? It's the origin of the universe. It's what we all think about every day. It's the meaning of life.
Why would you need to say goodbye to your family? If you die and your family should know that you died because God, you have fulfilled what you did for God.
That's what I would say to them. I'd be like, hey man, this thing for God.
That's the thing. It all goes back to the choice. If you're Christian or if you're not. Or if you believe in God and you don't.
Yeah. So, okay. Say that I die and I'm an atheist.
Right.
What?
Just a quick question. How long is this podcast going to be?
It should be over pretty soon.
Okay,
so I'm an atheist. Say I die. Does that mean that I did my calling for God?
Maybe so. Maybe so, maybe not.
Okay. Back to the movie. That was a long tangent, I'm sorry, but
after like 18 years.
Okay, so do you like Duck Dynasty?
Is this because freaking Willy was in there?
Yes, of course it is.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because we're talking about it as a movie, not as religion.
Well, we've already gotten too deep into religion to change it back to the movie.
We're gonna.
Oh my gosh, Grant.
So, do you like Duck Dynasty?
No, I hate it.
I hate it too, thank you.
I'm just kidding. I like it. I mean, it's okay, but I would rather watch a different show, like The Walking Dead or something.
Okay.
I mean,
I like The Walking Dead too.
With the people, like they're like, I just don't find that much interest in that movie, in that show.
I don't like it. I'm just not redneck, so it's not my thing. Interesting fun fact. It's kind of funny that they're in this movie, and the Bible says that men can't have long hair, which is kind of funny.
Where does the Bible say that men can't have long hair?
It's in there. I don't know the exact verse, but it's in there. I know that. It's in the Old Testament.
God made everybody in his image.
Okay. What does that have to do with anything?
What'd you say?
What does that have to do with anything?
Maybe God had long hair.
Maybe, but like, why did the Bible say you couldn't have long hair if God had long hair?
Okay, my friend here just said that Jesus had long hair, but that's nothing, we don't know this.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, like, you don't know. Because The Old Testament says you that you're not supposed to have long hair.
Like, we don't know what he looked like.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
What did you say, Grant?
I said that's besides the point. We don't know what Jesus looked like. That doesn't matter right now. I was just making a joke that Duck Dynasty. It also says the rich people can't get into heaven, and Duck Dynasty's pretty rich. So, anyway, their cameo in this movie, I felt it was like it was really forced, and it didn't add anything. But like at the same time, it gave the girl a reason to be reporting.
Oh my god. Grant.
Yeah.
You know something else that I've noticed about people and the saying things that are in the Bible or not?
What?
I'm probably about to get a lot of hate for this, but in the Bible, if you don't believe me, go to Romans chapter 8.
Hold on.
Read Romans, but specifically chapter 8. In the Bible, it says that homosexuality is a sin.
Okay. Yeah.
And all the time you hear people saying that homosexuality is not a sin.
Well, I mean, I can't get behind a religion that's not for equality.
Yeah, but God forgives everybody for their sin.
So, like, are you saying that a gay guy could still get into heaven if he said he was sorry, he just can't control it?
If he changed and was not gay, yes, he could get into heaven.
Wait, but like, it's... I know you're not going to believe this, but trust me. I know this, it's a fact that being gay is it's a factor with the brain. It's not... a choice. It's something that your brain automatically decides. Like if you're left or right-handed, it's one of those things.
Listen, it's probably like genes or some garbage like that. But listen, what I don't understand is how people get genes of being gay from straight parents.
I can actually talk about that, but that's for a different discussion. But
okay, yeah, whatever. But
it just happens. It's kind of a lottery.
No, I'm sure if they see the problem is most homosexual people aren't religious.
I know a few that are religious.
If they were religious.
Yeah. Wait.
I've seen it at my church. I've seen it.
You've seen gay people turn straight?
Yes, I've seen. Demon-possessed boy lose a demon.
How do you know that they're not lying?
What do you mean, how do you know that they're not lying?
Exactly what I said.
Is demon-possessed.
How do you know that there's actually a demon inside of them, or how do you know they're not thinking that up as a placebo?
You can see the deformities and stuff.
The deformities?
Do you know what demons can do to your body?
No.
Have you ever heard of, like, an exorcism or something?
Yes.
Where the people start, like, deforming?
Yeah, deforming?
Yes, their like, arms go, like, and, like, reverse themselves.
Couldn't that be, like, a brain disease or something? Like, is it
Listen.
Okay.
Whatever. Okay? I'm using the word deforming, and you're gonna get used to it.
I'm just saying, is it totally out of the question that they may be sick and they have a mental disorder that makes them do that and not some, like, ghost?
Look, there's a difference. Okay, ghosts aren't real, but there's a difference.
Okay.
Demons, you can tell because if somebody is going and, like, getting, like, satanic marks and stuff on their skin... and, like, praising the devil, that probably means either they're just really, like, they really want to worship Satan, or they're demon-possessed. And this kid was demon-possessed, and my pastor and a bunch of people went and prayed with him, and when he left our church, he was not demon-possessed anymore.
Wow. I'd like to see that.
Okay. Come to my church with me.
And we'll get a kid demon-possessed.
Come to church with me this Wednesday, and I want you to meet my youth pastor, and I want you to talk to him.
I don't want to talk to him.
Get over it. You can talk to me. You can talk to my youth pastor.
But I don't want to talk to your youth pastor because I don't want to have an hour-long conversation.
We're having one right now?
I know. I have the time for it now. I'm a busy guy.
Listen, lady. It won't be an hour-long conversation because when you go on Wednesday nights, you talk a little bit before church, and then you have church, and then you leave.
Okay, maybe. Anyway,
No, not a maybe. Do it.
Maybe.
Oh my god.
Okay, so final verdicts on the movie.
It was pretty good. I give it... I feel like...
After what we've said. Because on Facebook you were saying it was the best movie.
Because I'm a Christian, and people will be like, oh, he only gave it 10 out of 10 because he's a Christian.
Be biased, but just... You're allowed to be biased, but just keep in mind what we've talked about. Even like,
I give it an 8 out of 10.
Okay. We're using the 10 out of 10. We're using the 10 scale. So I was using the 5 scale.
What's the other scale?
5.
5? Well, then I give it a 4 out of 5.
Okay. I give it a 2.3 out of 5. Because it was just under mediocre. It wasn't awful. But it wasn't amazing. It wasn't above par, but it was a bit below it. 2.5 is par. Anyway, Jonah, do you have anything you want to plug, like your Instagram, Twitter, anything? YouTube?
No. you could do my Instagram and my Facebook if you want.
Well, you should probably, tell them that.
I don't know my Instagram.
Okay, don't follow Jonah on his Instagram or Facebook.
My Facebook is Jonah Grammar.
Okay, that's J-O-N-A-H, like the Bible guy, and then G-R-A-M-M-E-R, or A-R, yeah, E-R. Hey, interesting question. Were you named after the guy in the Bible?
My grandfather is a pastor, and... he named me Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mom didn't name me.
Oh, okay. So it was after the Bible.
And then my mom was going to name my sister Jordan something else. And my grandfather said he doesn't care what my mom calls her. He's calling her Jordan after the river. So I guess he called me. I guess he wanted to name me Jonah out of the Bible. Or either he just really liked it.
Okay. Okay, well, podcast listeners, if you're listening to this on iTunes and you don't know whom I am, then I have a YouTube channel called The Grantland 100 where you can go subscribe to that. That's THEGRANTLAND 100. The T and the G are capital. And my Instagram is The Grantland 100 as well. My Facebook page is Grants Rants. And... that's all. Do you have any closing words, Jonah?
No.
Okay. I'll talk to you podcast listeners later. Goodbye.